This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This Saturday, a special play will be performed for the second and final time at the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. It's called Standing in This Place, Growing Up LGBTQ in Rural Vermont. Playwright Maura Campbell crafted the play out of the narratives of real Vermonters. One of them is Howdy Russell, who sat down with me yesterday and shared some of his story, including his early awareness of his sexuality.
I grew up on a dairy farm in a very traditional family in Hinesburg, the house where I still live. And I guess all of my thinking about it was internal because there was nothing, no one and anywhere to talk to. I didn't know any gay people. I didn't know that I'd ever met a gay person. It was just extremely isolating. I think I was depressed a lot as a teenager. I struggled with suicidal feelings. I never acted on that, but I certainly struggled with that. It was just all inside me. I mean, I was very aware that I was gay from the time I had the slightest kind of sexual feelings. And I feel like I was aware way before that, that there was something different about me that I couldn't really name. You know, I have memories of feeling really odd and different as a first and second grader. Like, I'm not who I'm supposed to be, was kind of the feeling. And that just kind of grew. And as I grew older, I began to kind of understand what it was. But I had no information about what that meant.
Could you talk to your family about it?
Oh, no. I mean, my family never talked about sex. You know, I think we were pretty typical that way. It's so certainly not about this. I mean, the word never got spoken in my family.
How did you find a way to not feel isolated, to either be who you are or find other people who you could talk to about this in Vermont?
It wasn't until after I'd finished college. And part of this is in the play, I wrote a letter to a group in New York City that I somehow found an address for. I wrote a letter and just kind of said, what do I do here? I have no idea. And they sent me the name of a local bar. There was one gay bar. It's called the Taj Mahal.
In Burlington?
In Burlington. And it was as terrifying experience as you could imagine. It was just like this doorway that seemed to go nowhere, and then there was a stairway down and you had to go through another doorway. And not having particularly ever been a bar person anyway, but I think it just kind of spoke to how desperate I was. It's like it just felt like life or death to me. It's like I had to do something. And I lucked out. You know, the first night I went to this bar, I met Bill Lippert, who became a lifelong friend. And that night, Bill invited me to join a game and support group. So suddenly I was meeting every week with this group of amazing men who talked about really important things. But it's like once I'd made it to that point, I felt like I'd kind of made it. You know, it was getting to that point that was difficult, because it's like your question, how did you deal with the isolation? It's like, I survived one day at a time is how I dealt with it.
When I was a teenager and a college student and a young adult, Burlington had a gay bar called Pearls. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to go down any dark street. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to feel like you were hiding who you were to walk through the door, whether you were gay, straight, queer, mm-hmm. just figuring it out. Mm-hmm. It felt like a very different time.
It was.
But I imagine there are still Vermont kids and adults who feel that same isolation you did.
I think when you say you didn't have to be afraid, I would say most people's experience of initially approaching that is absolute terror and fear. It's like for all of us, in spite of our isolation, most of us have people we love, and their reaction matters a great deal to us. And I think times are changing. I think it is better, but I think there's always that element of experience for every young person. And, you know, I think the landscape is shifting, but it certainly in meeting and getting to know the young people in this production, it's like the challenges are immense still.
What made you want to be a part of a production that chronicles the lives of queer Vermonters?
I was asked to be a part of it. you know, initially there was a mailing that came out and I read it and I thought, well, I could do this. But I also felt like I'm sure there are many other people who can do it. I don't need to do it. And then I received a phone call from someone asking me if I would consider sitting down for an interview with this playwright, Maura Campbell. You know, it's somebody I knew, and I said, sure, I can sit down and meet with her. She's done an amazing job and deserves huge credit. We are such different people, and how she figured out how to kind of weave everything together I think was pretty miraculous. And I didn't know at the time I was interviewed and for a while afterwards that it was expected that people who are interviewed would act in the play. And I am not an actor by any means. And it was kind of a by happenstance that I found it out. And
oh, even at the beginning?
I did not know.
That's a bait and switch.
Yeah. I was actually asked to write a letter of support for a funder for this, and they had drafted the letter for me, and in it said I was one of the people interviewed and I'll be acting in this production. And it was like, oh, that wasn't exactly my reaction. It was more freaking out. But anyway, through conversations with the playwright and other people, I felt like, yeah, I can figure this out. And partly because all of us are basically playing ourselves. You know, there's a little bit of role taking in the play. Like I play a couple dad roles in a couple coming out scenes, but they're fairly minor. And
a couple dad roles? Do you have to think really hard about, you know, getting into character for which generic dad you're going
to
be?
Any degree of acting for me, I have to work hard at it. So yes, I have to had to think about it.
Describe the way the play is set up, because as you said, it's different Vermonters have told their stories and Maura Campbell has weaved them in a way into a coherent narrative, but that sort of brings out or elevates each of your stories at different times. And then you act in each other's stories on occasion as well.
Yes. I think sometimes when I initially was describing it to people, they imagine it's just like a series of monologues of telling our stories. And that's really not what it is. It's more flashes. I don't think for any of us you get a comprehensive look at our life of growing up LGBTQ in Vermont. There are, you know, a number of things about youth, you know, your early years. There's issues around coming out to family. There's just kind of the whole experience about coming out more publicly and what that has felt like and been like. But it's very interwoven. It's not one thread. So it's a lot of vignettes is really what it is.
Is there a through line that you see from people your age? You're in your 60s, right?
I'm 65, yes.
Down to people who are in their teens. Because as you said, that sense of isolation and this fear of, am I going to be loved by the people who I love and who I want to love me is a universal feeling. And yet there are differences in the time period in which we grow up and in which, you know, people come out.
What I would say permeates it is the struggle continues and the struggle changes. I think when I was coming out, it was very much – we came very much from the LG period of, you know, working out using the terms lesbian, gay, and then slowly over time bisexuality became a part of the byline. What's really fascinating to me is the degree to which sexual orientation and gender identity issues have become so interwoven. And for so many young people, there's just lots more trans issues than what was out in the open when I was coming out. And it's been very educational in that way. So I think the specifics of the challenge have changed over time. It has changed in that people are more informed. When I came out to my parents, it's like there was nothing in the newspapers. There was nothing that they ever read about this. There was no kind of – I would say at this point it would be hard to be so isolated that you never had an awareness that this was an issue out there. But I think the fact is this issue changes and morphs over time. So like a scene in the play where a young trans person is kind of coming out to their parent and their parent is just kind of completely baffled. You know, it's like, I thought you were gay. You know, this person that initially was identified as a boy and they're coming out to their mom and saying, I have a boyfriend. It's like, yeah, I thought you were gay. It's like, well, not really gay.
Right.
You know, I'm trans. And so, in fact, I'm heterosexual, but it's just fascinating stuff to me. But it's a changing landscape.
Has it felt like a new language for you to learn?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's like one of the things that came up early on was just the importance of identifying the pronouns we use and not assuming. And the importance of, even though I feel like I've always kind of lived in my world as male and identified as male and feel like people see me and identify me as male, the importance of putting out my pronouns as well as a way of not isolating people who may feel more of a need to not just kind of have it be, well, of course, everyone knows I'm male and we'll use the right pronouns. It's just that's really presumptuous. And by joining other people, you say, yeah, I'll just name what my pronouns are as a part of this process.
You've done one performance of the play and you have another one coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what you felt from the audience and going into this weekend's performance, you know, what your expectations are of who's coming to see this and what they might take away from it.
It felt like the audience was completely with this play. It, you know, just based we can see the audience somewhat, but also just based on the, you know, it's like they reacted the right way when they were supposed to. You know, it's like,
that's
wow.
So gratifying.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. But it was very gratifying. It felt like people really were moved and touched. I mean, there's some really funny parts in it, some very light parts. There are some much heavier parts. The sense I got and from talking with people afterwards was that all those emotions came through and the balance was good. It kept, you know, it's like sometimes if it's too heavy for too long, you can just start losing people because they have to protect themselves. But there was enough levity and fun with it that that balanced out the harder parts.
Why do you think it's important to have a play like this in 2019?
You know, I've thought about this a lot, and there are a couple reasons that come to mind for me. One is that I think it's really easy for us here in Vermont to feel like we're kind of on an island and that we're safe here and that we've moved. We've done tremendous work here and made tremendous progress. But I feel like we live in a really dangerous time. We live in a time of scapegoating and targeting, and it's being kind of orchestrated from the top by our leadership. And I think we are not an island here, and what is happening around us is really important, and the importance of continuing the conversation here and moving the agenda forward, that's one of the really important reasons. The other is that I think we can become complacent and feel like because of all the progress we've made, we're kind of there. But then when you talk to young people and their experience in schools and their experience coming to terms with their own sexuality and gender identity, it's like there are huge challenges they continue to face. And so I part of what I loved about this play is it really brings together the generations. And one scene that I really love in this play is where one of the older members of the cast and one of the younger members of the cast are talking, and the younger member of the cast is describing their experience, and the older member of the cast is finishing that person's sentences. You know, it's like there's something very different and there's something very the same, but there's a lot more work we continue to have to do, and we're going to do it by having conversations and by having it be out in the open, building on the grounds that we've gained, and also a reality check for what's around us in the rough seas. So.
Are you going to do more acting now?
Absolutely not.
Never again?
Never again.
Well, I appreciate you telling us about your star turn in this play and for sharing a little bit about your own experiences. Thank you, Howdy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Howdy Russell is one of 15 performers sharing stories in the play Standing in This Place, Growing Up LGBTQ in Rural Vermont. You can catch the final performance this Saturday at the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph, and we have details at vpr.org.